This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
All right, it's time for the Robert Saleh Report, brought to you by Nissan and DraftKings Sportsbook. And the coach of the New York Jets joins us now. Coach, that had to feel great after the previous loss against the Patriots, I would think.
Yeah, man. Never fun having what happened to us in the with the Patriots, but to come back and for our team to show the resolve that it did, and to fight a playoff team to the wire, it was awesome.
All right, now I know that you've just spoken with the print media for a while, and we wouldn't be doing our jobs if we didn't ask the same question. Coach, do you have a quarterback controversy after one game?
No. You know, there's Mike White did a heck of a job running this offense, and obviously he's shown why this organization has had so much faith in him, and what it's done is it's shown that we have a really cool quarterback room, and that we've got Mike White, obviously Zach, you got Joe Flacco in the house now, and Josh Johnson who came in to finish off a drive where he should have scored also. But it's a really cool quarterback room with a lot of guys capable of running this offense, and if yesterday proved anything, it's that we're going in the right direction with that room.
Coach, was there anything you were able to do with White that maybe at his stage of the career and where he is in the season you wouldn't be able to do with Wilson?
No, you know what? Zach is a special talent. You know, Mike obviously he's a very talented young man also, and we feel like all our quarterbacks are capable of doing whatever we need to ask out of them. And you know, Mike did such a great job of taking the space that the defense was giving him. You know, defenses are all about giving and taking space, and Mike was quick to react and take the space and get the ball out to his playmakers as quickly as possible. And we did a great job getting yards after catch and breaking tackles. And it was just a really good game by the offense in general. A lot of the young guys stepped up. Michael Carter stepped up. Elijah Moore had a nice day. Mims caught a couple. A lot of guys had a lot of production and, you know, with the ball getting distributed the way it did. So it was just an all-around good day.
How do you, Coach, go about kind of navigating Zach's feelings of it all? Because the realistic thing is, we know what will probably happen over time is Zach Wilson will be back to being quarterback and will probably move forward as planned. But in the meantime, you see your entire team rally around Mike White. The newspapers are talking about him. We're talking about him. What do you talk to Zach Wilson about in going through that?
No, I think the greatest thing for Zach, one, no one's happier for Mike, more happy for Mike than Zach. I mean, I'm just telling you, Zach is genuinely pumped for Mike and what he was able to do yesterday. But what's really cool for Zach, and we talked about it last week, is that Zach got a chance to watch the offense through the lens of another quarterback. And so there's a lot of learning moments that he can take, because Zach is a very capable quarterback too, obviously, as a second pick. But so with what happened yesterday, is such a great moment for Zach to be able to go through and watch that game and learn, you know, just like other quarterbacks before him. Mahomes did it with Alex Smith, Aaron Rodgers, 4 years. A lot of quarterbacks have sat and watched. And so during this injury that he's got, to be able to sit and watch Mike successfully run the offense the way he did and move the ball and watch his playmakers make plays and watch the O-line protect and all the great things that happened on that offense yesterday, I think that was it's almost priceless for him.
Coach, you had several times yesterday and today as well, as I was monitoring when you were talking to the media, to just squelch this baby and say, when Zach Wilson's healthy, he's getting the job back. You have refused to do it. You've talked about hypotheticals, but there's got to be a reason why you're just not saying when he's healthy, he's the quarterback. How come?
Well, guys, it's like, I mean, what do you, it's a good one, right? Like I'm not saying I'm the biggest angel in the world, but I do like to think that I'll never make a promise I can't keep. And if the guy is out there performing at a ridiculously high level, how do you not entertain anything?
Right.
And so that's why I said anything is possible. You got to let the day play out. What happened Sunday was awesome, but the focus is today and trying to get ready for a quick turnaround on Thursday. And let's just go play that game rather than play all these different hypotheticals. Let's just play the moment, and because anything can happen, and it's not to open up Pandora's box. It's not to do anything like that. It's just, God, I'm not gonna make a promise that I can't keep, and it has nothing to do with anything other than attacking these moments, playing the best of your ability, and just letting the cards fall where they may.
And I don't know, Robert, if this was your modus operandi when you said it, but would it be the worst thing in the world if Wilson had to work extra hard to get his job back?
No, I don't know if there's very many people on this team that work as hard as Zach does in terms of his film preparation and studying and his want to. Like, he is the ultimate competitor. I promise you, nobody is working will work hard, outwork Zach with regards to, one, getting through his injury to try to get back to the field, two, with his game plan and studying. He almost goes overboard to where you got to tell him to pull back some. So this, his motivation is strictly internal. He's not an externally motivated person. But what I do think he's getting out of this is, like I said, being able to watch the offense run through the lens of another quarterback. And Mike is a phenomenal teammate, and they're always having discussions, and they're talking about reads and going and the offense and how to operate it. So a lot of great things can be taken out of it, and I think Zach is going to maximize everything he's got with regards to learning and getting better and getting healthy. So when his time does come, he'll be ready to roll.
Coach, what was the difference this week defensively? Like, there appeared to be a hunger and a crispness, obviously that huge goal line stand. There was something different about the team this week defensively. What do you think that was?
You know what? In its most simplistic way, I mean, you get CJ back in the middle, Jared Davis in there, two veteran linebackers, and the D-line just playing the way they have. And I feel like New England was not the norm. I feel like our D-line's been playing very, very well throughout this entire season. And to get just that stabling force, just from a communication standpoint, guys were flying around, and it looked like us. And every once in a while, I've been, even in 2019, we had one of the better defenses in football in San Francisco, and we laid an egg in New Orleans. It was that one shootout that was a game of the year that we gave up over 40, and was probably the only guy in the locker room not celebrating, but my point is that every once in a while you just lay out a stinker. But it was awesome to see the guys bounce back, CJ and that linebacker room get back together, and to see our guys play at the level they did and the intensity that they did at that's what we feel like we've looked like all season.
Talking with Coach Robert Saleh of the New York Jets here on the Michael Kay Show, his weekly spot on the show. Coach, over the next 5 years, do you want to see Mike LaFleur's face on the sidelines ever again?
Never. unless he's a head coach somewhere.
Now, you've kept him on the sidelines, you said, because, you know, Zach wanted to converse with him. And I just wondered, Robert, they could talk through a headset anyway. I mean, can't that conversation still take place with him up there?
Yeah, you know, there is a comfort level to human interaction and being able to go over the pitchers right there on the sideline together and right. Just talk through, and there's a person-to-person interaction I think that is strong, and I think there's Zach is far enough along to where I think he'll be able to handle all of that. I did like the way the offense rallied around, and the entire flow of it all was awesome, and hopefully we can build on it.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, so what are the challenges? You get to celebrate this win, but then a short week in Indy on Thursday.
No, we're rolling. Don't get to celebrate this one. We're game planning already. We came in last night to game plan and to get ourselves ready to go for this week, and guys are in regen. There's really no time to celebrate. It's which is a good thing for a short week after a good win to just get right back into it, so you don't read too many of your press clippings. You just get right back to work and try to find ways to improve on the job that we did yesterday and see if we can find ways to get better and stack together good weeks.
You talk about press clippings, and I wanted to ask you this. You guys have so much work. I mean, the average fan doesn't even realize how little free time you have. I don't know if you even have time to literally read the press clippings, but last week they were not kind. You know, LaFleur's in over his head. Saleh might be in over his head. Did you hear that noise, and what did it mean to you to hear that noise?
No, I don't hear the noise because I don't have social media and I really don't look at the internet, but or the news or anything. You do hear it from family, obviously, because they're concerned and frustrated. And but the reality is this league, and especially this market, it is what it is. When you're winning, to the victor goes the spoils. And just like people are praising us today, I mean, 2 days ago it was not like that. And so you just focus on the moment. You focus on trying to find ways to get better, whether you lose by one, lose by 50, win by one, win by 50. It doesn't matter because in this league, every Monday morning, the button gets reset and you have to get back to work and get ready to play another week. And so while, you know, it's like I said, while the opinions are appreciated, good or bad, it can't deter you from what's most important, and that's go to work, get better, and build what you're trying to build. And I think last week was a great example of a very, very, very young group who's trying to figure out its way through. And it's stuff that we talked about, the roller coaster ride of this youth, this young team. We've been talking about that roller coaster ride, and it's like, I guess my message to the fans is enjoy this ride. It's going to be a hell of a ride, and when this thing settles off, it's going to be a really, really fun team to watch.
Isn't it funny, though? I mean, everybody, you know, on our business, we have people that critique us, too, and when you try not to read them, Coach, your friends and family can't wait to tell you when people say bad stuff about you. They can't wait. So you can't avoid it, am I right? You can't avoid it.
You know, it is. It's just a, you know, and then you know, you get, you know, you try to keep the wife off and the family, and they run down the rabbit hole and they start reading comments. I'm like, what's wrong with you guys? Like, stay away from it. I mean, it's not healthy. It's not good to read. But again, they're, you know, everyone wants to voice an opinion, which is appreciated. But at the same time, it cannot keep you. It cannot take away your focus on what's most important, and that's the people counting on you to do the best job you can to help move an organization in the direction you want.
Now, I know you have a hard out. You've got to prepare for Thursday. So we thank you for coming on. Enjoy yesterday's win for as short a time as you have. And we appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
All right. That's the Robert Saleh Report brought to you by Nissan. Nissan's an easier choice than ever with their exciting and fuel-efficient lineup. Now great offers across their full line. Shop at your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com. And DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code GREEN for a special offer when you sign up only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Well, interesting stuff from him. And you know what? I appreciate his answer. He said, I don't want to lie. I mean, he could squelch it completely. When Zach Wilson's healthy, he's going to be the quarterback. But again, let's dream. Let's dream a little bigger, everybody. If Mike White has another 400-yard game and the Jets win on Thursday, and then he wins in Buffalo, how could you take him out, right? So that's why he's not squelching it, because he doesn't want to lie. I mean, that makes sense, right?
Yeah, makes perfect sense. And I also think even though Zach Wilson works harder than anybody, knowing that your job isn't necessarily there for you at the end of the rainbow makes you work even harder. You can always give a little more. You can always work a little harder. And I'm not suggesting he doesn't work hard. But I do think that when you know the job is yours, is a different attitude than knowing that, hey, it may not necessarily be yours now.
Hey, join Chris Carlin on Sunday, November 7th for a live broadcast and Giants viewing party at Resorts World Catskills. The live broadcast begins at 11 a.m. and goes until kickoff of the Giants and the Raiders game. 5 Carlin listeners will be treated to a VIP weekend, including a Saturday night casino hotel stay, Sunday live broadcast and personal viewing party with Chris Carlin at Sportsbook 360 with food and beverage. You also have the option with the weekend stay in the hotel if you want a spoon with Chris Carlin. That's available as
Wait,
well.
Wait, that's the thing?
Yeah, that is available. You don't have to have it, but okay, if you choose to, you can exercise that option. So be listening to Carlin tomorrow night starting at 7 p.m. for your chance to score a VIP spot. All from Resorts World Catskills. Bet on sports, win big on live table games, and feast at celebrity-inspired restaurants. Visit rwcatskills.com. Giantsfan.com. All right, we got a lot of lot to talk about. Giants and the Chiefs. We'll talk to Steve Levy at 4:30, 5 o'clock. Of course, our good friend Steve Young. Please stay with us. We're gonna have a blast until 7 right here on Yes at 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.